Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Neko's Magic. I realize it's been a while since I last posted a episode here, so I decided to jump in today, and I wanted to talk about my particular way that I make spells, and I'm going to also be giving you a spell that I've made and show you how to cast it. This spell is specifically for use with a pendulum. The spell will help cleanse, charge, and shield your pendulum in order to help you communicate easier with any spirits or the universe itself if you choose. So, without any further ado, let's dive right in and discuss how to make a spell. So the very first thing that needs to be done is we need to go through and actually plan out our spell. So get a pad and paper, and you'll start writing down exactly what you want your spell to do, step by step. Try to think of any complications that might arise, and how your spell will react to those complications. Also think about what kind of energy your spell is going to be powered by. For example, if you want it to be powered by the water element, then you'll want to include that in your spell script, that it charges off the water element, that it continues to charge whenever there's water nearby, or whenever the person that you cast it on is drinks water or takes a shower, or however you want it to charge. You'll make sure that you want to put that information in there as well. Now, with my spells, I do always include Norse runes. Specifically the Elder Futhark runes, and you'll see that as we go through and start creating this very first spell. So a couple things for this pendulum spell that we're going to want to do. We're going to want to make sure that, one, it cleanses the pendulum, gets rid of any residual energy left over from the last time we used it, as well as any negative energy that might have built up from just our exposure. We'll also want to charge the pendulum, choose an energy source and charge it up. And we're going to need to shield the pendulum to try to ensure that the only person that we are communicating with is our desired spirit that we have targeted. We don't want any tricksters getting in there and giving us false answers. So, cleanse, charge, and shield. And lastly, we're going to want to try to boost the communication as much as possible. Basically, that means we're going to want to make sure that it's as easy as possible for the spirit we're communicating with to swing that pendulum back and forth. So these are some of the things you'll want to write down as kind of the basics for your rune script. Think of them as individual points that we're going to be adding to. So now we need to go through each of these four main points and kind of fill them out a little bit, decide how we're going to have the spell accomplish these tasks. So let's add some runes to it first, because I always use Norse runes with all my magic. So for cleansing, we'll use Lugus, which is the water rune, which water is obviously good for cleansing. But it also has a benefit of psychic ties that are associated with water. For charging, we'll use the Sun Run, which is Sawillow. We'll use a specific intent with this one. We want the intent that the rune will charge the pendulum with the same amount of energy that it would receive as if it was sitting out in the sun all day long. Which is a fully charged pendulum. So we don't want to half-ass it and just have, you know, a little bit of energy trickle in, and that's all. We want to specify that it's the equivalent of a full day's worth of charge. For shielding, we'll add Thurzaws and Alhaz. Our intent will be for the energy shield to be formed around the pendulum, with the two runes drawn on the either side of it. adding as much power as necessary to the shield to block out interference from other spirits or even our own subconscious. And we'll also add Ansu's to the spell in order to boost the communication. This will kind of serve as a link between us, between the pendulum and the spirit that we wish to speak with. One thing I should have stated earlier is that you want to give a name to the spell, so that whenever you're needing to cast the spell, it's all you have to do is use your intent to cast it and say the name, and that's all it takes to cast the spell. So for this one, we'll name it Run Pendulum Shield. Nice and simple. So all you would have to do to cast this spell is to hold the pendulum in your hand and have the intent of casting while saying Run Pendulum Shield. So here is the full script that I've written out for this particular spell, just so you can see exactly how it works. First, the spell, with the boosted power of Laguz, will call upon water energy from the nearest large body of water. The amount of energy drawn will be relative to the energy buildup within the pendulum, enough to fully cleanse without wasting any extra energy. When the pendulum is fully cleansed, the spell will call upon Sawillo to charge the pendulum. The energy will be channeled directly from the sun, regardless of if it is visible or not. The amount of energy will be equivalent to a full day's charge, but will happen within the span of a second. If the pendulum already has the energy within it, then the spell will refill to the equivalent of a full day's charge. When the pendulum is fully charged, the spell will automatically draw energy from the caster to form a shield around the pendulum. The runes Thurizaz and Elhaz will be present and fully activated within the shield. If anyone besides the attendant spirit attempts to move the pendulum, the runes will increase the strength of the shield to prevent it. At the same time that the shield forms, the rune Ansu's will appear on the pendulum astrally and forms a temporary link to the spirit the user desires to speak with. The link will allow the spirit to bypass the shields, as well as make it easy for him or her to tap into the energy of the pendulum and control its movements. The Ansu's and its energy link will leave when the pendulum is set down or the user wills the spell to end. And that is the entirety of my rune script for this particular spell. As you can see, I had to throw in some caveats, such as if it's nighttime, I don't want it to automatically not work just because the sun isn't directly shining on the person and the pendulum. So I put in the caveat that Sawillo will harness the power of the sun from anywhere. I also put in that, because I don't like the idea of putting a lot of my energy into shielding the pendulum if there's no need to. So I put it in there that the runes will increase the shields based on how strong of an attack that the pendulum might be undergoing. And of course I also put in there that Ansu's would be able to allow the targeted spirit to bypass the shields so they won't have any issues communicating with us. So now it is time to actually make the spell that we have, since we have a fully planned out run script. So what we'll be doing is we're going to create an energy ball in our hands and make this as strong of an energy ball as you possibly can. And you're going to name the energy ball with the name of the spell. In this case, it'll be the Run Pendulum Shield. So you're going to, using all your focus that you can muster while holding the strongest energy ball you can, tell the energy that its name is Run Pendulum Shield, and then you're going to go through and read the rune script to it, essentially. do it multiple times. Personally, I like to spend 10, 15, 20 minutes just focused on the spell, pouring more and more energy into it, repeating the intention of the rune script and the name over and over again, and until I feel that it's strong enough. I'll even go back the next day, maybe over the course of the next week, and continue to add more and more energy into it. When you're working with, if you're going to be adding runes to this type of spell, try to visualize the runes as you're calling them out, as you're going over that part of the rune script, or over that part of the spell script. Try to visualize the runes appearing on the side of the energy ball and kind of embedding themselves right there into the energy. And that's basically all there is to it. So the next time that you want to use a pendulum to communicate with a spirit or an immortal or even the universe itself, go ahead and hold that pendulum in your hand for a minute and just say rune pendulum shield and see if it doesn't do a better job of cleansing, charging, and shielding that pendulum for you. So that's all I've got for today. Until next time, namaste. Hey guys, it's Neko here. Posted this, published it without really doing a proof listen to it, and now I don't have the time to go through and re-record at the moment. But unfortunately, apparently my volume on my mic went down a little bit near the beginning of the episode, and it's a little bit on the hard side of hearing. I think you can still hear it okay, but if I get complaints, I will redo the episode, of course. Also, I know my pronunciation on the names of the runes is absolutely horrible. I apologize for that. My pronunciation of a lot of things is horrible. It's just a fact that I deal with. Also, I should have mentioned inside the episode that if you don't want to use runes, or if you're not familiar with them, whatever, that's perfectly fine. You can make the exact same spell, or you don't need to remake the spell, it's already made for you, but you can make your own spells following the exact same pattern, the same method. Just leave out the runes, directly command the energy to come from, you know, water or the sun or wherever. The point is that you're just planning out the spell, choosing where the energy is coming from, and shaping and giving that energy a purpose and a task. So that's everything I've got to say in this little follow-up. Again, sorry about the volume, and I will talk to you all on the next episode. Namaste.